A big announcement today regarding the running of the football club with this new committee. Can you explain why you have appointed these two gentlemen to join this football club?
The chairman feels that to have the committee, because of everyone have the strengths and the weaknesses, with these two gentlemen, we can use their strength toward the committee so that we can achieve the goals of Sheffield Wednesday.
It's not usual to have three people running a football club. Is there any danger at all that there's going to be too many voices here?
The chairman feels that with the vast experience of these two gentlemen, including the coach, the head coach, to be in the committee, they will work fine together. If there is any problem, the chairman will be the ones to solve this.
Who ultimately, though, will have the final say between Adam Pearson, Glenn Roeder and Stuart Gray?
Regarding the committee, which the head coach will be part of it, we all will work together to recruit the players from both locally and internationally. Regarding the coaching, will be done by the head coach, and the selection will be done by the head coach.
The main question they want to know is how much is going to be spent, and while I'm sure you're not going to give us an exact figure, can the fans prepare to be excited about some big plans for the transfer market this summer?
The committee will be spending the necessary amount to invest into the players to achieve our goals to go up to the Premier League within 2017, and we hope the fan will be excited for that.
What other plans have you got for this place? Maybe not just Hillsborough, but for the training ground, for the academy, for the club overall. Have you been able to establish any new plans that maybe you can tell the fans about today?
The chairman's already approved to do the Hillsborough Stadium, and the pitches will be dig up after the whole match, after the league's game. That's already been approved. As well as about the training ground, the chairman's already put that plan forward. And for other facility, the two advisors, the committee, will discuss and we plan that forward.
Glenn, to move on and to discuss your role at this football club, how has it been described to you and what is going to be your sort of day-to-day duties as part of this committee?
Well, first of all, this is a situation, this committee, it's something that I really believe in. And I think English football, British football has been behind in this situation. Where there's too much expected of the manager to do all of it. So this is a way forward, and I feel this opportunity for me to be part of this committee is a great opportunity, and I'm very appreciative of the chairman to give me this opportunity to work for this great football club. And it is about time, and I'm sure the efforts of Stuart, the head coach, Adam, myself, of course the chairman, that we can, over the next 2 years, starting next year, make a drive forward up the championship, and hopefully in the first year. You can never get to the premiership too soon. You know, you can never say, well, we're not quite ready, we have another year. No. We try and get there as soon as possible, and then you can prepare in that close season for the next challenge. So the challenge next season is to be promoted next season, and hopefully that will happen. But as the chairman said, possibly, if you have to wait one more season, then by 2017, Sheffield Wednesday will be in the Premiership. I didn't realise how long it is since we've been in the top league until this morning. I think it's the season 2000. Too long.
How well do you know the other two gentlemen as part of this committee then? Stuart Gray, the head coach, and Adam Pearson as well.
Of course, all football people know each other to varying degrees. Some much closer with some people and than they are with other people. I obviously know Stuart quite well. I know his reputation for being a good coach on the training ground. I look forward to working with him. And the same with Adam, has got an excellent reputation in the field of the part of football that he's worked in. He's got many contacts, which are going to be very important to us over the next few weeks, few months, and going forward from there. And I think that, no one's perfect. We have strengths and weaknesses. We want to highlight the strengths of each other, dovetail together, and the weaknesses will take care of themselves, because where I might have a weaker area, Adam will be stronger in that area, and we will work well together. This is a fantastic thing going forward that the chairman has created here, and I'm very positive that when it works, other clubs will think about it as well.
Fans may wonder how ultimately, though, you're going to have a head coach who may say that, you know, I need this type of player. Ultimately, who is going to have the final say?
Well, I think that what I know of Stuart Gray and what I hear and listen to how he talks about football, that he wants the team to play good, attractive football, I think myself and Adam would agree with that anyway. So we're not going to be at loggerheads straight away with the type of player that he would like and the type of player that I would like. It would be very similar. But obviously, he needs to and will want to concentrate on the coaching, which is one of his big strengths. And he can leave the recruitment, as in going, and I will travel anywhere. Mm. I'll travel anywhere in the world to watch a player. And whether it's an international player, whether it's a British player, the bottom line at the end of the day is he good enough to wear the shirt of Sheffield Wednesday? And that's where ultimately myself, you know, will be judged on. You know, Adam as well will know many players, will have an opinion, and he will. I think the three of us, including the chairman, which would be four, we're all strong characters, strong opinions, but at the end of the day, we will come up with the right result for Sheffield Wednesday in our choice, because there's going to be, with so many players in our contract, a big turnover in the squad this year, and we need to get it right.
Do you think that will be your main contribution to the committee then, as recruitment, scouting?
Well, that is certainly, I think, one of my strengths. I certainly enjoy watching football. I enjoy watching football in this country. I enjoy travelling into Europe. As I say, I'll travel anywhere in the world if there's an opportunity to sign a good player for this club. And the chairman, I've had two meetings with him. It's been very positive meetings, and both times I've come away feeling I'd love to work for you. Because what you're saying is how I feel about the role that I've waited a long time to achieve. And I have no intentions of letting this slip through my fingers. I need to be successful. You know, you said about Stuart Gray, about his role. Football industry is pressure for everybody. It is results driven. It's an old saying, but it's the truth. We all live on the back of the last result, whoever we are. And if you don't, then you become too comfortable, and maybe your own standards can slip when you're comfortable. We all need to be hungry.
Do you think it will add any pressure, though, to Stuart Gray, that as a member of this committee, you're a former manager yourself, managed in the top flight too?
Well, it shouldn't do. And I've seen some quotes from Stuart Gray recently where he has said that he understands that in the modern game of football, there needs to be a sporting director, or whether it's one, two, three, a committee, which we have formed here, and his part in that is to coach the team. It can certainly help him concentrate, and I'm sure he does anyway, but 100% on the coaching, on the tactics, the fitness, working on that side of the football club, while we're out there in the field looking for new talent and then reporting back to him. I am very confident at this stage. I see no reason why, after meeting Stuart and we get to know each other, that we won't, using my word again, dovetail really well together and bring our strengths to the fore.
Adam Pearson, we've talked to Glenn Roeder about his role at this football club. Can you explain what your role will be as part of this committee?
Well, obviously it's to dovetail with Glenn and Stuart. It's to bring some value in the transfer market. It's to ensure that the agents are controlled in an appropriate manner and that the chairman's best interests are looked after from a financial and a commercial point of view. And that we extract value from the transfer market, both nationally and internationally. I've certainly got a lot of experience in running football clubs, over 17 years, and I think that I can add some of that experience to what is already a strong management team here to help the chairman to make sure that the players are brought in at the best value and they the players that Stuart wants, and they complement what we've already got here. On the business side, certainly from top to bottom, we'll be having a good look at it in conjunction with the chairman and make sure that this club is being put on the right footing for Premier League status. It's probably one of only three clubs, one or two clubs left outside the Premier League, which could go into the Premier League and make a huge impact. Probably in this area, Leeds is the only other one, but Sheffield Wednesday has the tradition, the size of support, the ground, the facilities to make an impact in the Premier League. So it's a fantastic project to get involved in. The chairman is hugely ambitious, which obviously attracted me, because I would love to be a part of putting a club back into the Premier League that can then go on and make an impact in the Premier League and, This club certainly can do that.
We've seen your name linked with other clubs in the past. I mean, it was linked not so long ago with Sheffield United down the road. People have sort of seen you as someone who comes in and runs a football club, now working as part of a committee. Mm-hmm. How did this all come about?
Well, it came about because the chairman, through Peter, approached me, and we had several meetings, and the first thing that struck me was their enthusiasm for taking the club back into the Premier League and the resources that they've got at their disposal. And I thought that we'd make a very good team. And the more the chats have gone on, and with Glenn's introduction, and Stuart I've known for a long time and very comfortable with, I think we've got the basis of a good team, and we've obviously got the club to do it with. And if we all work hard in the same direction and as one, then I'm sure we'll get what we want.
There's been a lot of talk about a director of football. Is your title or Glenn's title going to be director of football?
No, my title is advisor to the chairman. I'm here to look after his best interests from the business commercial side, and also to make sure we extract full value in everything we spend. So every penny that the chairman invests, we want to get value for.
Is there any danger at all that there's going to be too many voices within this committee?
No, the danger is there's too few voices in football clubs, and at times when everything gets invested in the present manager who's the incumbent, and you live or die by these mistakes. The chairman's very clear that he wants to have expertise, opinion across from a number of different people on players that are coming in, on deals that are done on behalf of the club, and I think it's an eminently sensible position to take. It is probably groundbreaking in this country, but hopefully he's appointed people who have the experience and maturity to be able to handle it for him.
The only case I can think of that is even comparable to this is perhaps the one at Newcastle, when there was Derek Lambias, Dennis Wise and a manager, and that one didn't work according to plan. Perhaps I think people would admit that. How are you going to work differently?
Well, there's no self-interest here, in as much as we're working for the chairman, both myself and Glenn, and we're working alongside Stuart in a committee, so we're not here for any egotistical or self-gratification or self-interest. We're here to make this club a great Premier League club again, and we report directly into the chairman, and we're his personal advisors, and we take that role obviously very seriously.
The fans constantly ask us about the ambition of Mr. Chancery and what's going to happen this summer. As someone who's had direct talks with the chairman, the owner, how excited can the fans be?
It's frighteningly ambitious, yeah. So the ambition is there acutely, and I've spent a lot of time, too much time in Championship football, and the chairman has all the attributes to be a success to get this club out of the Premier League, and he's absolutely wholly committed, and therefore myself, Glenn and Stuart will follow that commitment, and it won't be through lack of effort if we don't put them back there quickly.
I'm sure you've kept a close eye on this football club over the years. What do you make of the job that Stuart Gray has done since he took over?
I think that Stuart Gray's done a very, very good job. I've watched him really closely. I'll go back a long way with Stuart, both from a geographical point of view and a football point of view. And I've got a lot of time for him, and a lot of the way he plays football, the way he approaches it, the lack of ego and the lack of posturing, the fact that he just gets on with the job and does it properly and plays a good brand of football. I think the three of us together will complement each other, dovetail, and we entrust with Stuart, and I think we'll do a very good job together. From today and tomorrow, we'll start to talk about how we're going to plan and how we're going to do things. Obviously, we need to meet with Stuart because that hasn't been possible because of trying to keep everything private. But we intend to meet as soon as possible, and I'm sure the chairman wants to see some positive progress very quickly.
Do you think these next few weeks are going to be crucial as you plan towards next year to set out maybe the blueprint for where this club's going to go?
I do. I think you've got to hit the ground running, and I think that because Glenn and I know football, we can come in and look at the key figures, the key documents, the key people, and ascertain what needs to be done quickly. And then everybody will be involved in compiling a list or a short list of players to bring into the club that can take us forward very quickly. We want some excitement. We want some enthusiasm about the club. We want passes up. We want people coming back, believing that the club can go forward again. 15 years is far too long, and we need to get cracking. It's a massive football club, but it's been here for 15 years, and therefore there'll be certain aspects of it that are tired. And it needs reinvigorating, and that's what we're here to do, to create some enthusiasm and some belief and some desire about the place and about the training ground, to let Stuart know that he's got the resources behind him to do the job he wants, and to enthuse the supporters and to get this place packed. I mean, I've been coming here for many, many years, and there's no better football club when it's rocking.
A lot of pressure, though, isn't there? It's a big club. The chairman said that he wants the team in the Premier League for the anniversary, and now there is some excitement this year. The fans are going to expect results, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, but what's life without pressure? You know, so that's what it's all about, and the chairman is ambitious, but so are Glenn and I, and I know Stuart is as well, and we want to succeed and not only put Wednesday back in the Premier League, but then have a real go at it, and that's what attracted me to the chairman, that he has the resources and the desire and the ambition to have a go at the Premier League, not just at the Championship.